Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
The Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Questions without notes.
Espanyol are on the board. Spain have scored Morata in the 62nd minute. It is Spain 1, Germany 0 in Group E over there in Qatar. So at this stage, the Germans are going home, Simon. So this is a big second half ahead of Germany at the moment. Off the text from Shane, of course clubs should trade heavy to get in the top five picks. The rest of this year's draft is nowhere near as strong as the past. And what is Melbourne actually offering? Are their first round picks this year, 10, 11, etc., to comment on it? Would be better if one had details on what is being put up. Well, the latest, according to Cal Toomey over at the AFL website, and I hope I'm not taking him out of context here, is it would essentially be Essendon getting three first rounders back for their fourth pick this year and their pick 22 this year. So Melbourne would give up pick 13 this year, next year's first that they already have, and next year's first that they got tied to Frio in the Luke Jackson deal. So Essendon would get back three first rounders split across this year and next, and they've got to give up pick 4, which will really be 5 anyway by the time Will Ashcroft comes in, and 22. So that's the temptation for Essendon at the moment. Do they give up a bit now to get plenty back later? Foz in Highton, if Essendon took that deal and ended up with three first rounders, they also have a massive salary cap room. They would have been an absolute pain in the butt for some clubs that have star players that are looking to move. Cap space and picks, look out, Ben King. That's from Foz in Highton. Dave is in Launceston though, Scoob. He wants to talk about the draft as well. G'day, Dave. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well.
Just real quick, a statement firstly. Daisy Pierce, I only caught the last part of the grand final yesterday. And just a minute to go on the far wing, she made a massive contest. You know, 3 points in it where Brisbane could have marked on their just on their back of centre and could have gone forward. It's just a massive contest. I thought, that's incredible. Mm. And obviously kept the grand final their way. But with the draft, I heard Adam Kingsley on the radio last week talking about they weren't sure who they were going to pick and they were still deciding.
Yeah.
What I wanted to know was, obviously, there might be a bit of theatre. Would have GWS and North Melbourne discussed who they were picking to make it easier for GWS to secure pick 1 and obviously North Melbourne have one, number 2? So it would have been decided between them, or are they allowed to talk about that?
They are, but I don't think they would have spoken with my feel is, David, not with that much clarity and that much transparency. I wouldn't have thought. I'm sure they could make a very, very sound, educated guess about where each club is headed, and most clubs will have an idea, in fact, of how the first round is exactly going to play out and the contingency plans off the back of that. So they'll have their feelings and what they've been able to sort of acquire intelligence-wise, and then they'll have their contingency plans off the back of it, Dave, I would have thought. But I think the expectation is that GWS will go for Cadman, and then you're getting into those star midfielders with picks 2 and 3 for North Melbourne. So I think that's where it will be. Question of that notice is for Charlie Battisti & Co, Scoob, Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles. The first test of the summer, it's been a long time since we've had some red ball cricket, gets underway on Wednesday over in Perth. Is there enough interest in it?
Well, it's only Monday.
It's 2 days away.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying we'll get into a crescendo, build into a crescendo?
I don't think it'll be a crescendo. I think the tour with South Africa will be far more popular than the two tests against the West Indies that'll be held in Perth and Adelaide.
Have the West Indies got enough quality to make it an engaging series?
No.
Right.
I think they'll be competitive, but you know, class will prevail. The Australians should be pretty comfortable here, I think, against the West Indies, and the big test will come. It'll be a nice warm-up. The South African tests are going to be rippers, absolute beauties. If there's one country in the world that can fight fire with fire, it's South Africa. You know, their pace attack's as good, if not quicker, than ours. And, you know, they're at a stage with their batting lineup that they can post good totals. So it's going to be a really good test series. I think those three test matches are going to be brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I was a big fan, Ron says, of Daisy until Sunday afternoon. We won, and having a crack at someone who is trying to make life financially better is bitter. She's financially better because of her profile on Channel 7 and SEN. She lost me. That's from Ron in Dimboola. Sounds like Daisy's old car has some mechanical issues. There's another one texting in as well.
We'll find out. That was a pointed comment somewhere.
I love a bit of zest in the game around the commentary. Of course. Men, women, whoever it might be. I think it's great. It's a great narrative. It's good for the narrative. It's good for
boring if there wasn't.
Yeah. They've got to be able to have a little crack here and there, shot across the bow. I mean, nothing wrong with it.
Has Justin Langer been smoking the peace pipe over the weekend?
He has been.
The surrounds of the Australian team and the Australian team?
And I listened to the Australian team with interest, and they've said all the right things in a concerted effort to douse any sort of, anxiety or angst.
I think we went down that track last week, didn't we? Mm. So Justin Best, let's just let sleeping dogs lie and move on.
He did say, though, that
the game is far bigger than the individual at any stage.
He said he was taken, basically said he was taken out of context and that he wasn't having a direct go at Cummins and Finch and others. But that's clearly how Cricket Australia saw it. And Nick Hockley actually accused him of singling out, Cummins, Finch and Payne.
Well, it's good. They're grown men, and they're starting to, if not already have, sat around a table and they've sorting it out, which is fantastic. Great. You know, cricket is the winner. We move on. It's an honour to play for your country, and you'd never like these battles being fought in public. It's you can have the battles, and you'd be naive to think those battles don't happen day in, day out. You don't want to be fighting them on the public stage.
Bill's texting, the Langer factor will see a record low crowd in Perth across this test match. And we're told that there is an ongoing Langer protest when it comes to our national team.
Well, it's interesting. Mitch Stark made mention of it. He was asked a question in his press conference over the weekend, and he hoped not. He said, no, we're here to play good cricket for Australia, whatever city we're in. But there will be, because you talk about looking after each other and being loyal to their state and their players. Western Australia are close to the best of the lot.
Yep.
So it'll be a really interesting to see, one, the patronage of the test match, and two, just the feel that you get coming off the stump mics and whatever. And I think when Jared and the boys are doing it, I look forward to talking to them on the show here, Sam, to get a feel of what that emotion is. Is there a good connection or a bad connection between the crowd and the players?
This will be the draft that we might see a late draft pick or two that turn into superstars and champions in the years to come. A lot of these kids missed a couple of years of junior footy due to COVID and haven't had the recruiters cast a close an eye over them as normal. That's from Mozza. He's doing a bit of crystal balling down there in Cobden. 74 minutes played in Qatar. Spain won. Germany nil. The Germans are huffing and puffing. Headed over from a corner, had a shot saved from close range, but at the moment they can't break Spain down. Get involved on the 40 Temper 40 Winks text. You can get your unique bed match profile. You can find the right bed for you as well. 40 Winks, serious about sleep. We'll get a news update. Anna Pavlou's locked and loaded.
Can't time to grab sleep while the World Cup's on.
You can't, actually.
You can just have little siestas.
Get your day bed out.
Little different siesta times.
We'll grab another McCafe coffee as well. AFL draft tonight, names like Cadman, Wardlaw, Sheasel, Ashcroft, Humphrey, you're going to hear a lot more of them throughout the course.
Cadman's a key position.
Yep.
Centre forward-ish.
Geez, I like the cut of his jib, though. I've seen him over the last few days in various media platforms, and really looks a really nice young man. Big strapping sort of a kid, though, who GWS is said to be really interested in. And I wonder if going forward whether we'll see GWS perhaps go more down the Country Vic path as opposed to the Vic Metro path if they are to take kids from interstate or from here in Victoria, given the go-home factor's going nowhere. In fact, it's probably even more heightened now than it's ever been. And there is a theory, rightly or wrongly, that maybe the country kids don't have as strong a lure or a pull back home as the Metro kids. But sounds like a gross generalisation to me. You've just got to do your
But a lot of your country kids would have gone to boarding school.
Yep.
So they'd be partially educated on being away from home and living out of home, which may help.
Yeah, maybe that's the yeah. And have got a sense of independence as well, perhaps.
Correct. So it may just, you know, help them adjust to their new lives and be similar to what they're already doing, that they get 6 or 8 weeks off a year of school holidays when they go home, but the rest of the time is spent out of the family place of residence. Mm. So they've got to you know, fend for themselves and grow up, because that's what boarding school does to you. It really does give you that sense of independence, and you get that feel of getting out into the big wide world a lot quicker than you generally would.
Yeah, so maybe there is some truth in that. Might be a sound way for them to go.
Well, I went to boarding school.
You did?
Yeah.
No, but from a recruiting perspective, though, do you think it would make sense for these clubs who are rated often, particularly in the northern states?
How do you ask a kid, you know, mate, are you tied to home or are you happy to get away? How do you ask that question? Do you have that discussion?
Most of them say they'll go anywhere, and then a couple of years later they decide, oh, actually, I want to go home. I mean, the strongest one was Archie Perkins a couple of years ago.
That was fantastic what Archie Perkins did.
I had him on the radio here and just asked the same question we ask all the kids. Will you go anywhere? And I asked him, and he actually said, well, no, I've told them that I won't. I want to stay here. And now he won no friends for that. In fact, he was smashed for it. But bit of conviction, knew what he wanted or didn't want, more to the point. And now he's making a fist of it.
I would think clubs would appreciate that. You know, really, in your top 10, what's the difference between
would
one
they listen
and
10? Though? Do you reckon it stopped them from picking him?
Yeah,
would
it have? But I think with what's happening now, of course it does.
And does it speak a bit to tampering, though? Does it speak a bit to direct? Because you've got to go wherever you're going to go. Can you be seen to be potentially manipulating the draft?
That's a good point.
On the way in. So these are all the questions we asked at the time when Archie made the comments.
I heard him talk. Well, I saw him on a news service, you know, probably middle of last week, talking about Essendon and where it was at, and I thought, has he grown into a nice young bloke?
Hopper was New South Wales country, Cameron was Vic country. They were, and John, you've texted that in, and a couple of others. There'll always be exceptions, of course, but let's not forget those guys were at GWS
for a long time,
6 to 8 years, 7 years. So, I mean,
they gave it a crack.
They didn't leave like Jai Caldwell after 2 minutes, for example. So they were there for a long time. They played in a grand final.
Tanner Bruin, he was only there 2 years, wasn't he?
Yeah. So, but there'll be exceptions on both sides. I know that. But just generally speaking, maybe there's something in that and what GWS are all about. They do want that first contract to be lengthened. We know that, particularly for the top end picks, you know, up from 2 years to 3 and 4 and so on, to perhaps give them a little bit more control.
Once you get unhappy from a homesickness point of view, gee, it's hard to get happy again.
You can correct
it. For want of a better way of putting it?
Yeah.
No. It's tough.
1-300-736-736. Archie Thompson, he's going to join us next. We're going to plug back into the FIFA World Cup. 80 minutes played. It remains Spain 1, Germany 0. Back after this.